Hello.
Julie for you,
sir. Hello?
Julie.
Hi. How
are you? Fine.
How's everything going?
Just great.
Good. I've heard, today I was hearing even more, I heard about James Kilpatrick's article, his editorial on your speech. Did you hear about that?
No.
Oh, well, Mr. Thomas told me he read in the paper yesterday, and he said it was fantastic. He said that he thought that that speech was better than the inaugural address because you had the courage to tell it like it really was, and that you explain it, that you talk straight, and that you said that because of political expediency, that even despite political expediency, we just couldn't back out on the nation. We had to try and give them a chance, and he said it was just a great editorial.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Kilpatrick.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He said it was really good. He said it was
what paper was it in?
It was in this Virginia paper down here, the Star Ledger.
Oh yeah.
Local paper.
Great.
So I guess it's syndicated, you know.
Well,
it must be in the Star.
Also, we just got the result of our poll taken Monday, and it was we're up to 55% now on approval, so it's moving back up again. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
And 49 to 4, for the first time, you see, we've been disapproval of our handling of the war has been since Laos has been more disapproved than approved, but now it's shifted. Now it's 49-42, 4-4 the way we're handling. So everybody wants to get out of the war. It's just a question of how you're handling. So we're doing fairly well there.
Well, David got a big kick out of the Yastrzemski thing.
Well, it was great. Incidentally, I'll tell you what I did with the Yastrzemski. He brought me that thing, and I found he had a bad back.
Oh, no.
So I had him call Ryland, and he called Ryland today, and Ryland is going to work on his back, and I told Ryland if he could, and Ryland thinks he can fix his back so he won't have the muscle spasm, and if so, he'll hit 350 this year.
Oh, my heavens, wouldn't that be great?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
heavens. He's a great guy.
I have to tell David that.
And he told, is David there?
Yeah, he is.
Well, I'll talk to him about it.
Okay, just... Bye.
How are you?
Don't you be interested in it? I had a real good talk with Yastrzemski. He's a very nice guy.
Yeah.
And he said he was sorry you weren't there. Apparently you've met him someplace, huh?
Yeah, I've met him once. And I know that last year, right after the All-Star game, he said that he made a... Well, since I was working for the Senators, I heard about it, but he said that he was going to give you his most valuable player.
Yeah, he did.
And apparently he did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was... Well, he's...
And then I found that he's doing great work. He's talking to kids. He did 20 high schools talking against dope this summer, this winter. And I found he had a bad, and he's got a back problem, you know.
Yastrzemski, I didn't know it.
Well, it's a spasm that he gets now and then because of a lower disc or something. So I told him about the osteopath, Ryland, who works on me, Rockefeller, and everybody else. And so I got Jack Brennan to arrange to have him and his trainer. He and his trainer got on the phone with the osteopath in New York, and they're going up there, and they're going to see if and my osteopath was in today, and he says he thinks he can fix that back.
No kidding.
If he does, Yastrzemski could hit 350.
No, boy.
Because he's really a good classic swinger, isn't he?
You know, he's the best...
What do you think?
He's the best paid player in the game now. Did you know that? I think, paid $170,000 a year.
Is he?
He's...
How do you rate him as a hitter?
I think he's the best in the game.
Really?
Yeah, I think, well, he's certainly best in the American League.
Is he better than Johnson of the Angels? You remember Johnson of the Angels beat him out by 0-0-0-1 this year.
The thing about Yastrzemski is he's finally learned how to do everything. In other words, he runs well, and he makes contact every time. He hits ball fields, and he hits 45 homers a year. And there's no one else in the major leagues who does that.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's
an awful nice guy.
He's
good American all the way.
He's with you.
Got four, yes, sir. Four kids and just great, and we had a good time. And so he was just couldn't have been better.
Well, I thought that was a great picture in the Washington Post this morning. I looked at it.
Oh, did they have one of the? I didn't see it yet.
No, they had one of the won the Most Valuable Player trophy.
Oh, yeah.
And I remembered when he said it last year, and I didn't exactly know how to... I thought it was sort of a strange statement, and then I found out later that he was on the sports committee, so I assumed that, you know, he wanted to give it to you because he thought you might like to have it, and he meant well by it. And then,
I told him we put it in the library so that thousands of kids could hear it and see it. And
that's great.
He's all for it. So now I'll have to root for him and the Red Sox. Of course, he beat the Senators last night with a home run.
No. That was too bad. Danny McLean really got...
Yeah, well, McLean can't win them all. He'll come back, he'll win the next one.
I sure hope so.
And,
are you on Washington now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great. The Red Sox, I think, are going out of town probably tonight. I think they're going out after tonight's game. The Senators are in tough shape, I'm afraid.
Why?
Well, they've lost three in a row. And
they lose today, too?
I don't know if they lost tonight, but they lost three in a row, and McLean and Bosman lost. They're big stoppers. I'd like to see them get off to a fast start so the team will draw them at home.
Well, are they leading down the Senators now?
They should be. Pretty soon, they've played quite a few games.
Yeah.
They've played more than anyone else in the big leagues.
Well, this fellow was really, really a great guy, and he's really doing a good job.
Great.
I just told Julie that we just got our poll, the first one taken after the speech, and it's the approval rating is up to 55 now, so...
Good, so that's
55. Well, a little up, yeah. And, you know, it's still... But the main thing is that the approval, that the handling of the war is the important thing. That shifted now. It was 41 approved, 48 disapproved. Now it's 49 approved, 42 disapproved. So when you know everybody wants to get out, why, that's about as good as you can do.
That is good. And also, I think that's the first time in months that the Vietnam announcement has been coupled by a rise in presidential popularity as opposed to... either neutral or a fall.
Yeah.
And,
this China thing is important. You know, you probably noticed that. That's going to worry the hell out of Moscow and of Hanoi.
Well, the Chinese or the press is sure playing it up. I think you'd be amazed at the number of people who are talking about it.
Are they?
No, it's the topic of conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, the ping pong team in China. It's really funny. So for whatever worth the incident is, it certainly has gotten a lot of notice.
Well, most of the American people are not for doing anything for the communist Chinese, but looking at the long haul, it's what we have to do, you see. You know what I mean? We've got to, we can't leave 800 million Chinese out there isolated, don't you agree?
I agree, 100%. I do. It's only too bad that there's this terrific complication with
Taiwan. We've reassured them we won't let them be kicked out of the UN, that's for sure.
Yeah.
If we can.
But I think eventually, you know, you just have to, after all, there are 800 million people there. It's an important nation, and they're one of the top three. And the Russians are afraid of them, so you've got to bring them into the political equation somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably the way to do it, you know, by making contact. Like, Taiwan can see that anyway, possibly.